This podcast is a part of Straight Up Strange Productions. Discover more shows like this one at straightupstrange.com.
You are listening to the Oddball Aussie Podcast with me, your host, Oz Oddball. During this episode, you may hear things that challenge your own beliefs, but please have an open mind and enjoy. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Aussie Oddball, and if you have any stories you want to share, send them to theoddballaussie@hotmail.com. Sit back, relax, and enjoy. Welcome back to the Oddball Aussie Podcast. All right, tonight we're going to be doing something a little bit different, and that is the new series called The Oddball Files. Now, The Oddball Files are short episodes, around about the 15 to 30 minute mark, and they'll be specifically about individual creatures such as Mothman, Skinwalkers, certain hauntings like the Amityville haunting. It could be certain aliens like the Greys. They'll just be files that you can listen to, and I'll have some data on the Facebook page, on the Twitter page as well, just a nice little short episode, something you listen to in the morning when you're getting ready or when you come home from work, that type of thing. So tonight we're going to be covering the Mothman of Point Pleasant. So this should be a really interesting one. I've been waiting off to target some of these bigger named cryptids because, yeah, everyone does them. Everyone does these to death. So for me, this is sort of like a recipe card. You can listen to this episode. You can get all the raw data. We're not going to go into too many of the encounters, just the initial ones, the ones that made it famous. And from there, you know, we'll eventually do bigger episodes about these things. I've been away for a little bit. This is stuff we've been working on. Been working on some templates. So you'll see that on the Twitter. So that if you picked up on this episode from Twitter, you would have seen the Mothman template had some little facts on there for you, a few pictures and things like that. So definitely head over there and have a look. If you didn't see it on Twitter, definitely head over there and have a look. So I hope you've all been doing really, really well. It's been a good little break, mostly because I've been busy, but I really am looking forward to getting back into this. And I think this is part of why I'm doing the shorter episodes too. It just gives me that more time to work on the bigger episodes, which, by the way, with the bigger episodes, we'll be going into more things like cults and groups like that soon. We're going to really start tackling some of these bigger stuff. I think it's going to be very, very interesting. All right, so let's kick on with the Mothman, shall we? All right, so where did it all begin? Well, the earliest sighting and the most famous sighting is from West Virginia, and right now it's considered folklore. So the Mothman is a humanoid creature reportedly seen in the Point Pleasant area from November 15th, 1966 to December 15th, 1967, but it would go on to be seen more and more after that. The first newspaper report was published in the Point Pleasant Register, dated November 16th, 1966, titled Couples See Man-Sized Bird Creature or Something. The national press soon picked up the reports and helped spread the story across the United States. Now, at this point, people were very, very skeptical for obvious reasons. No one's ever seen a 7-foot-tall moth-like creature with giant wings before. Many people also went straight to the idea that it was a demon. So some people, especially people who were very much religious, wanted to avoid the conversation around this, wanted to shut this down in their community. So later on, the Mothman was introduced to the wider audience by Gray Barker in 1970, in some of his books, and was later popularized by John Keel in his 1975 book, The Mothman Prophecies, which we all know from the movie that sort of came from that, which, I mean, is a story. It's a made up story. It's not, there's some stuff that happens in it that people believe the supernatural side of Mothman, that's all real. And there's a few, there's a few ways of breaking down Mothman. You've got the blood and bone believers. So the people who believe that it's blood and bone, it is a creature from another time, that maybe it's the last of its kind, or maybe it's a creature that lays dormant. There's some really interesting stuff with that. So then there's the belief that it's something paranormal or something that's supernatural. So in those instances, people believe that the Mothman is actually some sort of thing that's been summoned to Earth, or some sort of old evil, something ancient that manifests. So few people with that do err on the side of demons or possession, things like that. But really, it's no one knows for sure. The other side of it, there's a lot of people who actually believe that it also is tied to aliens. And people have often linked it up with the Men in Black. John Keel somewhat did in his The Mothman Prophecies book, and also with Indrid Cold, which is another another character altogether. We won't go into on this episode, but maybe the next episode will just be Indrid Cold. But he's another entity that appears in supernatural circles, but also in the ufological and extraterrestrial circles as well. So we all remember the movie with Richard Gere in it from 2002. Really well done movie, and it did bring a lot of attention to the story. And that also then sparked Point Pleasant to devote a day to the Mothman. So the annual Mothman Festival in Point Pleasant. Really, really interesting. I really want to get over there for this. I've seen it since I was a kid on TV, and I'm just like, I've got to get over there. It's only getting bigger and bigger. Same as the Point Pleasant Mothman Museum. It's a really interesting place for tourists, but an even cooler place for researchers and those of us that are into this sort of stuff. So if you are over there in America, definitely head over to West Virginia at some point and check it out. So the Mothman Festival occurs on the 17th and 18th of September. Went ahead again last year. It had some problems, obviously, with COVID and all that, but now it seems to be going back to normal, which is really, really cool. Now, when you go there, it's become, you know, street vendors. It's become a thing with people dressing up in cosplay, that type of stuff. You've also got live bands that are playing there now. The TNT bus tours, this is where it takes you out to one of the sighting locations of the Mothman, and just takes you around Point Pleasant, seeing some of the sites where the bridge used to be. You've got guest speakers who come and have a talk, and then obviously a lot of stuff going on at the Mothman Museum as well. And also, very interestingly enough, you've also got the Mothman statue that sits in town there. So following the 2002 movie, a man called Charles Humphreys said that until that movie came out, I just never thought much more of Mothman, said Charles Humphreys, a Point Pleasant native who had hunted the creature during its 1960s heyday. Four decades later, Charles had become the executive director of Main Street Point Pleasant, a group tasked with reviving the town, which had fallen on hard times. Charles realized that the movie had made Point Pleasant newsworthy again, and that gave him an idea. All at once it just hit me, Charles said. Point Pleasant needed a Mothman. Not the real monster, but a statue of it. Something permanent that would outlast any media circus and attract tourists from our town. Charles knew of a guy who could build a monster, Bob Roach, 1933. He passed away in 2015, a retired welder who made an art out of stainless steel. I drove to his house out in the woods, said Charles, and I said, Bob, you make that Mothman and you'll be known around the world. Bob dismissed the idea, saying that he wasn't interested, but I knew he had an ego, said Charles, and the next morning he called up and asked, what's the Mothman look like? Charles' answer was to take Bob around Point Pleasant, interviewing the people who had seen Mothman. Then Bob went to work. According to Charles, Bob built the entire statue in his garage, and it took him about a year. And it is a very, very iconic statue now. So definitely, if you don't know what it is, look it up. Have a look at the Point Pleasant Mothman statue. It's one of a kind. It's definitely something that as soon as you see it, you know exactly what you know where you're looking at, and you know what you're looking at. So that's a bit of the background about where that all started, where the hype of Mothman started. And today, Mothman is one of the most hyped cryptids in the register of cryptids. We see Mothman, Sasquatch, two of the big ones. These names, these creatures have gone into folklore, become fables now, but people still believe they see them. Between the time of November 15th, 1966 to December 15th, 1967, over 100 reports of these were made. Over 100 reports of the Mothman. And then beyond that, it just got a little bit less and a little bit less. All right, let's get into some facts about the Mothman, though. What is the Mothman? Well, exactly what it sounds like, a moth biped. It's a bipedal moth-like creature, which really more of the accounts have him looking or have it looking more like an owl or a bird or some sort of winged creature rather than just specifically a moth. So when we look at Mothman, we're thinking 7 foot tall. Most accounts talk about 7 foot tall. When we think about the wingspan, we're looking at 10 to 15 feet across. So that's pretty huge, to the point where people have reported that the Mothman, when its wings were flapping on the ground, it was hitting up underneath the underside of their car when it was flying above them. The very first account of Mothman actually was spotted on November 12th, 1966, near Clendenin, West Virginia. 5 men were in a cemetery. All reports suggest that the men were completely sober and were simply out there getting ready to do their job. Beyond this, we then go into the TNT area. TNT area would be one of the biggest sightings and one of the most reported sightings, as it happened to more than one person. So on November 15th, 1966, two young couples from Point Pleasant, Roger and Linda Scarberry, and Stephen Mary Mallette, told police they saw a large grey creature with eyes glowing red when the car's headlights picked it up. They described it as a large flying man with 10-foot wings, following their car while they were driving in an outside area of town known as the TNT area, the site of a former World War II munitions plant. Now, when we think about the Mothman, it's been seen in a few different ways. It's been seen as covered in like a leathery hide, that's its wings, or it's been seen as feathery or feather-like. Others report it as being nothing but a smoky-looking figure, like it's bound in smoke. But they all, no matter what it is, there's one thing in common. It's always bipedal. And it's always red glowing eyes, not eye shine. They report the eyes are glowing. So that's really interesting because, you know, animals' eyes don't naturally glow. Eye shine is a thing, obviously, but that's only when we put our lights on them. People report that these things are seen with glowing eyes, and it's regardless of it's no lights being turned on them whatsoever. All right, so back to the couples. During the next few days, other people reported similar sightings. Two volunteer firemen who saw it said it was a large bird with red eyes. Mason County Sheriff George Johnson commented that he believed the sightings were due to an unusual large heron. He termed it a shite poke. Contractor Newell Partridge told Johnson that when he aimed a flashlight at the creature in a nearby field, its eyes glowed like bicycle reflectors. Additionally, he blamed buzzing noises from his television set and the disappearance of his German Shepherd dog on the creature. Wildlife biologist Robert L. Smith at the West Virginia University told reporters that descriptions and sightings all fit the Sandhill Crane. Now, the Sandhill Crane gets blamed on a lot of things. And look, they are a tall bird. I don't know. They're not massive though, but they are tall enough to maybe things like this could happen. They have red on their heads. They look like a really tall ibis type of creature, a type of bird, just with a shorter beak. I don't know. It's 100% it could be. Only a year later, after these two couples had witnessed Mothman, there was the tragic incident of the Silver Bridge and the death of 46 people. This incident gave rise to the legend and connected the Mothman sightings to the bridge collapse. People started believing the Mothman was a omen or a sign of bad things to come. So this was then later connected with a Georgian newspaper, Vobodnaya Gruzia. Russian ufologists claimed the Mothman sightings in Moscow foreshadowed the 1999 Russian apartment bombings. In 2016, WCHS TV published a photo purported to be the Mothman taken by an anonymous man while driving on Route 2 in Mason County. Science writer Sharon A. Hill proposed that the photo showed a bird, perhaps an owl carrying a frog or snake away, and wrote that there is zero reason to suspect it is the Mothman as described in legend. There are too many far more reasonable explanations. Beyond that, and even still today, before or after, there have been some really bad incidents happening around the world. People have witnessed the Mothman. And so the Mothman has become this creature synonymous with disaster. Now, there was an image taken of the Mothman on the bridge. This turned out to be what's been recorded as false, that it was actually a piece of the metal bridge that was about to fall off, that was bent upwards and tilting. A lot of people say that this is just the message that they're sending out there, that they actually do know that it was actually a Mothman, and people are saying that this is just a cover-up. Regardless, it is a strange image. It's not concrete enough to be justifiable as a Mothman, but in that the other way, it's actually not a concrete image of scrap metal on top of a bridge either. So it's quite interesting. Though council workers within that area did say that they had gone up and repaired it, and it is believed that a radio station actually confirmed that they saw it as a piece of metal that had been dragged down. Again, no hard evidence of any of this. Nothing has been categorically reported, so we can only go off of testimonies. So there are a few explanations. Mothman sightings have been associated with at least two other cryptids, gigantic thunderbirds with grey bodies and red heads that were sighted in the same area at the same time by a few witnesses, and Owlman, which is an identical creature with wings and red eyes sighted in Cornwall, England in 1976. Sheriff George Johnson, who the original witnesses contacted, believed the Mothman may have been a large heron. Wildlife biologist Dr. Robert L. Smith at West Virginia University thought the Mothman was a sandhill crane. So there's a lot of skeptics out there who say that it's just some sort of a bird, whether it's a sandhill crane, whether it's a heron, whether it's an owl. Other people are saying that it comes into Shawnee law that mentions creatures closely resembling Mothman, deemed the Missinwa and Warpi, respectively. In the legend of Missinwa, description of Mothman is indeed similar to Bigfoot by ceremonial dress used during the bread dance. The Warpi legend is also similar in that it's part of Shawnee lore and that a family of Native Americans chose to become white hawks living in the forest near Point Pleasant. Some believe the Mothman may be an angel or a demon or a product of a blood curse placed on the town by Chief Cornstalk, who was murdered along with his son in the area. Similarly, the curse theories are one very attached to the collapse of the Silver Bridge. So there's a lot of explanations behind it, and it's gone on to become such a strong pop culture creature, hasn't it? When you look out there, you see it on I think Fallout's got it in there now. The Mothman Prophecies was such a big book that it spurred the movie. We end up with Point Pleasant TV shows like The Mountain Monsters. Mothman's even featured in the Adventure Zone. Amnesty as an alien psychic and trailer park resident Indrid Cold. So he takes on the forms of so many different pop culture references. And it's really, really interesting. there hasn't been really credible sightings in a long, long time. Nothing that really holds up, but certainly something that we still keep an eye out for. And some people still say they see the creature. There's very rare that a photo is ever captured. And some people still believe that it is some sort of supernatural being, which would make more sense in some ways if it was something that could disappear and reappear. Certainly that's that would explain where it is, because a lot of people say, you know, where could this creature be? No one's ever found it. Others state that it lives up in the mountains in Appalachia in areas that no one can get to, and that's where it hides. Now, there's a really, really interesting idea that I came across, and that's that Mothman is like cicadas, which go underground and can go into hibernation, and they'll hibernate for a long, long time. Some cicada have been known to hibernate for more than 17 years. And in this case, yeah, that could be the difference between seeing something like this. Say if it is a massive creature with, say, a handful of them that exist. This theory suggests that the cicada is the Mothman is a creature that follows a cicada style of lifestyle, where it goes underground and disappears into a cave system, or just digs itself underground, and then it emerges 17, 20 being its size. Maybe it's 30, maybe it's 50 years, maybe it's 100 years, and that's sort of why we don't see it all the time. Really interesting thing is when you actually look at cicadas online, go and have a look, some pictures of them. They are black and they've got those big red eyes. It is pretty interesting when you consider it. Maybe this is a possibility that there is a connection between cicada and Mothman. There's also a lot of people who believe this. A lot of people who believe that there's other beings out there who exist like this, that, you know, our lifetime is what, 80 to 100 years maximum per generation, and potentially something that lives underground that only emerges maybe every 500 or 600 years, you know, that could be something like this. Who knows? Obviously skeptics would say, then why haven't we dug one up? Why haven't we found one? That's a great reason as well. That's a great reason to be skeptical. But it's definitely something to think about, some food for thought. Other people consider it that they use gateways to go interdimensional. And again, we go back to the supernatural stuff where people believe that they only turn up when summoned or when something really bad is about to happen or has just happened. All right, so when we are considering Mothman, always remember 7 foot tall, 10 to 15 foot wingspan across. It has that black leathery skin or hairy, if not smoky looking skin or fur or feathers, whatever you want to, whatever they're seeing it as. Its wings generally are made of a hide, and sometimes have been seen to be covered in feathers. And again, there is that those people who have seen it as a smoke-fueled entity, but they always have the red eyes, and they always seem to be bipedal. So it is definitely a really interesting story. It's definitely one that has captured the imagination, even though it hasn't had as many reports recently as, say, grey aliens or even Sasquatch or ghosts, for instance, that get fairly constant reports being put out there, whereas Mothman tends to drop off quite a bit. We haven't had the 100, over 100 reports that we had from 66 to 67, so potentially maybe there was a reason why I was here for that year, maybe. Who knows? It could be a curse, just like they said about there being a curse put in town. But for now, that's exactly what we're aiming for, this type of short show. I hope this was interesting. I hope this was informative. If you have any other questions about Mothman, please send them to me to theoddballaussie@hotmail.com and also to the Twitter page. I'll answer you straight away on Twitter. I constantly keep the Twitter page up to date, and I always look forward to reading your comments. And I've been seeing so many more followers getting on there, so I really, really appreciate that. We're well up there in the followers now, and it's really good to see. And even with my time being away, it's awesome to see that the numbers are still looking really good on people downloading the show. We will be going forward with a lot more content coming out. These short episodes are there to sort of fill the gaps when we're unable to upload something. I'll make a promise. Let's make the next one about Indrid Cold. We'll make the next one about Indrid Cold, and it may release either Friday or next week, depending on how we're traveling. And then we're going to dive in some really deep stuff too. We're going to start getting into cults and what makes a person go into a cult. What makes a person's brain get addicted to that cult lifestyle. So we're going to start targeting some of that sort of stuff, maybe a little bit conspiracy stuff, but we're going to start getting some of the psychological things as well, which will be really, really interesting. A nice little balance between the super paranormal and super supernatural to things that we actually know exist. But some of them have got paranormal or supernatural beliefs attached, which is very interesting. All right, so let's wrap it up for today. That was a lot of fun. I hope you enjoyed it. And, look after each other. Stay safe out there in the weird. And I'll see you next time. Good night.